Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. Paul and Barnabas traveled to Iconium, where they preached the gospel with the following results. I read from Acts 14, verses 1 through 4. In Iconium, they entered the synagogue of the Jews together and spoke in such a manner that a large number of people believed, both of Jews and of Greeks. But the Jews who disbelieved stirred up the minds of the Gentiles and embittered them against the brethren. Therefore, they spent a long time there, speaking boldly with reliance upon the Lord, who was testifying to the word of his grace, granting that signs and wonders be done by their hands. But the people of the city were divided, and some sided with the Jews and some with the apostles. Principle: the gospel causes division. Jesus warned his followers that the message he gave us to preach exposes people's hearts and causes division. Let me read from Matthew 10, 32 through 36. Everyone who acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But everyone who denies me here on earth, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Your enemies will be right in your own household. Those who share the gospel should expect to encounter hostility from those who reject their message. The announcement of Christ's lordship invites people to surrender their lives to Jesus. Those who accept God's provision of mercy and grace will be overjoyed. But those who reject God's offer reveal that they have hardened hearts and a rebelliousness against his rule. Their deep-seated hostility toward God should not intimidate us from boldly sharing the good news.